if she was just absolutely the most beautiful, you might say she's the...
Well, I'd say most beautiful, but we're getting off the pretty part.
Yeah, stick with the pretty part.
I was trying to get off. Well, I'd say she is more prettier than someone else.
Okay. What is the cloth, or the piece of cloth that's made into, might say an article of clothing, that your wife might put on over her ordinary clothes when she goes into the kitchen to cook to keep spatters off of?
House coat or robe?
Well, I'm thinking more of something that ties in the back.
Oh, apron.
Mm-hmm. What do you put on, today's a good example, when you go outside that you might not keep on inside?
Coat.
And what about a man who will take off his jacket, but then he will still have on something sleeveless over his shirt?
Vest.
What would you call the lower, the third part of a three-part suit, the part that the belt goes in?
They're pants, to me.
Okay. Do you make a distinction between pants and, say, trousers and jeans and...
Well, not really. If I were putting on the dog, I might say trousers.
What about jeans? Do you think of those as different from pants?
Yes.
How?
They'd be work pants or could be casual. Now, for a young man, my son wants to wear blue jeans. All the time he would wear them to church if he would let him.
I imagine so. Do the teenagers in Rome go barefoot very much?
Not much out, but all around the house and
around home. Oh, I'm thinking street and store.
Well, not much. Once in a while we find a hippie running around like that.
There's a lot of it. Some stores in Atlanta have had to put up signs saying no bare feet allowed on the escalators and so forth. There's so many pseudo-hippies. They aren't really all hippies. They're mostly expensive hippies whose clothes come from Saks Fifth Avenue, the hippie clothes. Let's talk about the word bring. You might say today they will something the equipment. Today,
bring the equipment.
Yesterday they
brought the equipment.
And many times in the past they have
brought the equipment.
If you were trying on clothes and you wanted to say that a suit that you had bought was made just perfectly for you, you might say it something me just fine.
It fitted me.
Okay. If you were going out to buy something to wear to church, not a shirt and not shoes and not a hat, but the outer garment that a man would generally wear, not a coat exactly, but a two-piece garment that a man wears. And the one that you had in the past was just threadbare. You might say to your wife, I have got to get a new, or get what?
But it's not a coat, you said.
Well, I said not an overcoat. Oh. Well, the usual two-piece garment that a man wears.
Well, with me, it'd be coat, sport coat.
Oh, I see.
That's almost all I wear. I don't wear suits much.
Oh, I see. But if you said to your wife then, I've got, in contrast to your having had an old one, you'd say, I need a...
new sport coat. I emphasize sport coat with her because she buys some of them.
Oh, really?
And she wants to put me in suits. And I only have one suit in my name. I hardly ever wear it. Well, I've got two. One of them's kind of old. But I don't wear the best one I've got much. In fact, I was at the concert last night with a green sport coat on. I must have been the only man there that didn't have on a suit.
This was the Rome Symphony, I think you
know. No, this was a community concert.
Well, that's what I think of, the orchestra.